With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky holding a brief meeting today at the Vatican just before the funeral of Pope Francis. White House calls the meeting productive. In the meantime, leaders from all across the world have bid farewell to the Pope today. Some 250,000 people attended that funeral mass. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States says the October 7th attack by Hamas ended once and for all any hope for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Dr. Michael Oren.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
When members of the House of Representatives return to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri says he wants his committee and the House in general to focus on lowering taxes for the working class.
I want to deliver a pro-growth, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-small business, pro-farmer tax bill. And that the way that you do that with Republicans is making sure all Americans are paying less.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security and infrastructure, including more living space for detainees.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, you know, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody, and then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
Lankford was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out the LGBT affiliation in the United States.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal court ruling against a GOP lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of, quote, violating the state's legislative ethics code. This is SRN News. Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's offset program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reporting.
Officials in New Mexico releasing more videos related to their probe into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The actor and Betsy Arakawa were found in February in their home. Videos mostly show officers at work in the early stages. Officials say Arakawa died of a rare rodent-borne disease. Hackman died of heart disease. More details at srnnews.com.